This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome in to Players Only.
Hit somebody in the middle!
Brought to you by Flight. By Yingling, the next generation of light beer. And by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station. Online at 30hop.com. Local beer. American Eats. Big Patio. Here's Chiefs ambassador and Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Danan Hughes.
What's good, Chiefs Kingdom? We are back in the building. I am happy to be here. I am upbeat, even though it's kind of a somber time to be a Chiefs fan. We are charting in unfamiliar territory, but there's always still life. There's always still different perspectives to look at, and I'm just happy to be here. This is the second to last show of the season. I don't know, in my six seasons of being here with Players Only and being the host, there's never been a time where we knew exactly when the last show was going to be. And to be honest, I don't even remember doing a show post-Super Bowl or post-AFC Championship. It would just kind of seem that as the season went forward, you started getting K-State basketball or other shows that came into play, and I was just off the air. So I'm happy that I will be coming back to you one more time. It will be after the last game, which would be Thursday, January 8th. But we're here now before the holidays, and I'm happy to be here again. This is Danan Hughes. You can follow me on X/Twitter at DAHughesGuy83, on Instagram at Danan Hughes. And our Chiefs took another loss that sealed the deal for the season. Another one-score loss against the Los Angeles Chargers this past week. And I don't know how much I really want to focus on that game just because it just kind of put the final nail in the coffin for us and our opportunity to get to the postseason. I think everyone around the Chiefs Kingdom had hope. The phone lines, text lines will show that. Dan from KCK, Batman, all these other guys that have been consistent in calling into the show or texting in. By the way, the phone lines, text lines are open, 913-586-7965. We will tackle those in the third quarter of the show. But as I mentioned, there was a lot of hope. I think because there's some shock involved. I was on with Dusty and Bob Fesco earlier this week and with other shows throughout last week. And after the game, they asked me, what's the number one thing that came to my mind? What's the one word that came to my mind? I think it's shock. I think we're still in a state of shock in regards to what this Chiefs team was not able to accomplish this year. There's been so much that has gone on in regards to social media and speculation and all of those different things in regards to what we should do. How do we get to a position where we're not feeling the same way, we're not experiencing the same things in 2026? Some of that is just plain garbage, and we'll get to a lot of that this show. And definitely in that final show, as that final show on January 8th will be a recap of the season. We'll do some position grades. We'll take callers and texters and all of that. But the fact remains is we are where we are right now, and that is outside looking in, whether it's going to be guys on vacation, whether they will be home watching the playoffs. It will feel weird when you consider all of the great quarterbacks that potentially won't be representing the AFC or NFC in the playoffs. So it's a new breed for this year. Let's hope it's only 1 year. But we took it on the chin. We put our best foot forward. There's a lot to be said about being a team that in 2023, 2024, we win 17 straight games of one-score games and being victorious, setting a record. And then this year being 6-8, 1-7 in one score games this year. That's pretty much the story. I remember a few weeks ago I referenced the fact that there were some pundits out there that said this Chiefs team is no better and no worse than last year. They're actually the same team. And that's hard for me to digest, and I mentioned that in previous shows, because I grew up in the zone of being coached and brainwashed that you are never the same. I even told my kids that, and kids I've coached and mentored. You're never the same. Day to day, you go to school, you're either going to be better or be worse. You're not going to be the same. As an athlete, you're going to work out. You're going to get treatment. You're going to grind. You're going to study. You're going to take care of your body. You're going to eat right, and you're going to either be better or worse. If you get injured the next day, if you commit yourself to treatment and you do everything the trainers say to do, you're either going to get better or you're going to get worse. You're never staying the same. But I think that you can make the argument that this team was exactly the same as last year, minus one or two plays each game. That's literally what it comes down to. When you consider seven of your eight games, you're losing by one score. And if you do a flashback, I'm looking at the schedule of the Chiefs and all the games this season, and I feel like I can visualize specific plays in that game where we lost, and even some of the ones we won that turned the tide. Like, not many teams, and again, I'm not talking about moral victories. I'm not trying to put us on a pedestal that's different than any other team that's outside the playoffs, but facts are facts. Feelings are different. The facts are you can look at every single game, especially the losses, and say, man, that play happened. If it didn't happen, we would have won. That specific play happened. If it didn't happen, we would have won. We would have put ourselves in a position to win. We would have had an opportunity to have the ball with 2 minutes left driving the field to score. We would have had the opportunity on a stop of third down and 18 or third down and 17 and get the ball back by punt, or force a fourth down and extra long for an opportunity to seal the game. All of those different scenarios happened. But the fact remains is we are where we are, and we have to basically digest it. So, as I've mentioned each and every week, I am so privileged, so blessed to be a part of the Chiefs Radio Network, and part of my responsibilities is to call the game, but pregame responsibilities during the pregame show with Josh Klingler and I for 3 hours. So, just as a reminder, this coming Sunday, we will be back on air 9 a.m. to start the pregame show with Joshua Briscoe. And then we will go through the game and the broadcast. And then what some people may say is the coolest part of the broadcast is being able to go into the locker room, interview players, and specifically interview Andy Reid in the postgame. Well, this was the first time. This is a year of firsts, where this is the first time where I got to interview Andy and be in the zone of our season is pretty much done. We got three regular season games, and then formulating my questions accordingly, because normally you're talking about what's next. Well, where do we need to be? Okay, we took a loss late in the season against the Broncos last year, our second loss, or we lost against the Buffalo Bills in that mid-season, and you're talking about what's coming next and preparing for the next. And this was different because we lost a home game, we lost against an AFC rival, and they literally sealed the deal on our season. So I want to go to that interview with Andy Reid because I think there's a lot of great points. It's a somber moment. You can tell by the tone of our voices that there's disappointment, justifiably so.
All right, thanks. Here with head coach Andy Reid. Coach, another tough, close loss.
Yeah, it was. I mean, listen, my hat goes off to them. They persevered through it and came out on the right end of it. But I appreciate the effort from our guys. We got to clean up some things. So,
Coach, you talk about the effort. I mean, at this juncture of the season, you're not expecting Esipola, Chu Godrick, Noel Williams to be staples in your offense and your defensive game plan. But, like, speak to the experience factor. I know wins are paramount. They're premium. But getting those young guys in and being a factor in these close contests.
Yeah, no, that's one of the positives out of it. You get to see everybody on your roster play. It's a shame that we have to go that direction, but I'm proud of the guys for stepping up and playing like they did. So, you know, we just got to take care of business.
Yeah. Coach, going back to the duo possessions, which kind of has been the Achilles heel, this time it worked against us from the opposite side where they were able to get a touchdown, then a field goal coming out in the third quarter. Like, it seemed like there was a lull. How tough is it to kind of, especially in these weather conditions, to get everybody kind of galvanized to put forth that strong effort?
Yeah, no, listen, they did a nice job. You always want to finish the half strong and start if you get the ball, start the half strong. They were able to do that. Special teams got us a little bit on that with the return, and so that can flip a game like this. So we got to make sure we take care of business there too.
Coach, last question: where do you guys go from here? You know, there's a slight chance of still postseason opportunities, but you know it's definitely an uphill battle.
As long as there's a chance, you keep going. You go anyways, but yeah. You know, if you have a chance, you never know in this thing.
All right, appreciate your time.
All right, dude.
Yeah, that last question was obviously predicated on there were still games to be played during the day, but we pretty quickly found out that we were mathematically eliminated from any playoff opportunities. So, yeah, that last question was apropos for the time, but we recognize what we recognize. And I give credit to Andy Reid. Let me just tell you from a player's perspective, from a coach's perspective, how much time, energy, and effort they put in to putting forth a winning product on the field, and how debilitating it can be when you lose games and you lose in those close fashion. And then you also multiply that by the fact that you are knocked out of any opportunity to represent the AFC in a Super Bowl or win postseason games, and more importantly, give your fans more opportunities to cheer on this team. So, yeah, it's one aspect because we're privy to 24-hour sports and social media that we click through, different clips and so on and so forth. Sometimes we can dull down the impact emotionally, sometimes physically, mentally for sure, in regards to how tough it is to digest losses. And that doesn't mean that the general fan or the paying fans don't feel the brunt of that, but think about it from the perspective of the coaches. I mean, these guys are sleeping in their offices at times. They're spending minimal time with their family and their friends. They have other people or their siblings, their significant others are buying Christmas gifts and holiday gifts and birthday gifts because they don't have the time to do so because they're putting forth the effort. And guess what? We've been spoiled based on the successes in these years, in these last seven AFC championship runs and five Super Bowl runs and three Super Bowl championships.
Like, there's a generation that thinks this is normal. And we know, especially myself going back to 1993, coming in here to the Chiefs Kingdom, that it's not normal. So keeping everything in perspective, I think, is the main mindset. I was also privy to interviewing Leo Chanel after the game. Let's hear from Leo.
All right, thanks, guys. Here with Leo Chanel. Tough loss.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much other to say than we came up short, and you know, we didn't play well enough against a division opponent. And when it mattered most, we came up short.
Yeah, it seems like it's so tough to digest these losses, because in the past couple of years, I mean, you set a record for close wins of 17-0, but just this year, it hasn't fallen your way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the National Football League. Every team is great. You know, every team is capable of winning, and you know, I can't put my finger on it. But yeah, we just came up short. You know, plain and simple.
And now, as a veteran in this locker room, one of the leaders of this team, like, what's got to be the message going forward for some of these young guys and growth and learning opportunities?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good, you know, opportunity to, you know, just continue to play, you know, hard, continue to grow. You know, obviously we want to win football games, whether we're in position or not to do anything. We want to win games. We're all competitive. So just keeping that edge is really important, and, you know, work on getting better and playing as a team.
Appreciate your time.
All right, thank you.
Keeping a proper mindset, being a professional, these last three games, just to tell you, when I go into the locker room, I will make my way around the locker room to several of the guys that in these times still stand up. The Trent McDuffies, the Juju Smith-Schusters, the Leo Chanels, several guys that have been just strong and able and willing to stand in front of a microphone and give me time. I so much appreciate it, and hopefully you guys get some value in it as well. All right, when we come back, we got the hot fire, spitfire take. I think I got a couple of them, Julio, because I won't be on the air for Christmas and New Year's, so buckle up.
You're listening to Players Only with Danan Hughes, brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. And by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station. Online at 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio. On your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Because I spit hot fire.
Woo! I'll call me super hot boy, 100 degrees, leather jacket, cause I'm super hot boy.
And we are back. This is Players Only. I'm your host, Danan Hughes, here Thursday night. It's only one more time after tonight on January the 8th. And we've been brought to you all season by Flight, by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Merriam's Grand Station. You can go online at 30hop.com. And as we have these upcoming games and playoff games, they have the Sunday ticket at both locations. So make your way over to 30 Hop as well. So hot fire, spitfire take. Julio, I got multiple. You ready? All right. So here we go. My first one. It's in regards to where we are now at 6-8, no playoff opportunity, and the biggest question as you prepare for the Tennessee Titans is who and what you're playing for from a player's perspective. I think there can be a lot of speculation that goes on out there about whether you want to win games, whether you should lose games, whether you want to position yourself for the draft. How much do you play Travis Kelce? Do you play anybody else? Is Isaiah Pacheco going to get any carries? Should you take a look at Elijah Mitchell and Breshard Smith more so and not? And now you start all these moving chess pieces in regards to what you should do in this game. I am of the mindset that there's a scoreboard, there's a clock, they keep score, so you want to win. Now, do you want to win at all costs? I'm not so much sold on that. But having said that, from a player's perspective, and this is one of the things that when you talk about different analogies,
different sayings that have gone on around sports. You play for the name on the front of the jersey, not on the back of the jersey, and blah, blah, blah. I've never bought into that. I don't believe in that philosophy. That doesn't make me a selfish athlete, doesn't make me self-centered by any means. I believe that you play for both. You play for the front of the jersey, that Chiefs name, that's that little moniker in the middle of your jersey that has NFL, anything that's on your jersey, on your helmet that represents the Kansas City Chiefs, you play for that. But I will tell you from personal experience, I played for the back of my jersey even more so than the front. And what I mean by that is there are generations of people that laid the foundation, that sacrificed for me to be able to grow up the way I grew up, that toughened me up, that participated in sports with me, that coached me, that kept me out of trouble, that played stickball with me or ping pong with me or pool with me when I could have been doing other crazy things in the community. And they took time out based on the name on the back of my jersey and my connection with them that I needed to represent them while I was on the field every single time. There were teammates that I looked around the locker room, some guys that are limping, some guys that are injured, some guys that I'm playing in front of, some guys that got drafted late, some guys that were going through marital issues, family issues, health issues, had parents that passed away, had siblings that had given them problems. I'm playing for those guys as well. You have a fan base that you recognize, and I know this personally from people coming up to me, and they've put mortgages on their houses so they can have season tickets. They've sacrificed opportunities with family so that they can come to Chiefs games. They've stood in lines at sub-zero temperatures to get autographs and take pictures. They come to the games. I had a friend, shout out to Charlie Yules, who was a friend with me since the 90s that passed away on a vacation with his kids, who was at every single game and greeted me as I parked my car with his son and his wife as I walked into the stadium for broadcast for the last 6 years and even beyond that. Have taken care of my family that have come to the games with me when I had to go into the broadcast booth 4 hours before, and I had friends and family that wanted to tailgate. So there are so many levels, family members, friends, etc., that looked up to the opportunity that Danan Hughes was playing for the Chiefs. I say all that because in these times when some people are saying it doesn't mean anything, it always means something. And these players should be taking pride in that opportunity. I referenced it this morning in speaking with Cody and Gold about looking around this locker room. If you have any kind of doubt or you have any kind of feeling that, how should I show up or I might get injured, look across at Travis Kelce and see that it'll be his last game, possibly one of his last three games in the NFL. And then Christmas night could be the last time he'll play in front of these great fans at Arrowhead Stadium. And tell me that you shouldn't go out there and play 110% for him. Look at Patrick Mahomes as he may be on crutches, crutching into the game, knowing that he gave 110% so we could possibly have the opportunity to play in a postseason game, injuring himself, putting himself in a position to jeopardize portion of 2026 season and then say, I shouldn't go out there and play 100%. Look at the other guys that may not be here next year. This roster will have a turnover. There is always constant change in the NFL. And then talk about not playing 100% or not going out to win. So all in all, I want everybody out here in the Chiefs Kingdom to know that there's always something to play for. There's always incentive to do your best, and it's not just because you are fortunate to be in the NFL and people want to minimize your abilities or your opportunities because you should just feel great about playing a game as your job. It's more than a game. It's more than a commitment. There are life implications in playing this game at this level. There are people that have debilitating injuries for the rest of their lives. I'm part of the Chiefs ambassadors, and there's guys that walk around with canes and crutches and limps and can't have full range of motion in their arms and legs and hip replacements and knee replacements because they gave everything out on that field. So if you are a part of this fan base or any fan base, don't ever minimize opportunities or the mindset of playing professional football. There are several levels to it. I just named a few. All right, that is for. I will also say, Julio, as we come to a break, I'm getting text messages here from the 816 talking about the stadium location. I was going to save that for my second level of hot fire, spitfire takes, but I went on a little bit long in that last one, as you can hear the passion in my voice. But I think I'm going to tackle that next when we got the phone lines and text lines open. I see Dan from KCK. I also see Batman. Remember, the text lines, phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. We'll get to you guys next.
You're listening to Players Only with Damon Hughes, brought to you by Flight, by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station, online at 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio, on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
After that last rant, how apropos is it to have crazy as the opening of this segment. There you go, Julio, in holiday form. I appreciate it. I am a little twisted. I'm a sandwich short of a picnic. I told my family that. They know that. You got to be a little bit to play football. I always talk about the job description of a special teams knucklehead like I was, running into people for a living just to cheer on your team so you can do it again. That makes you a screwdriver short of a toolbox right there. All right, phone lines, text lines open, 913-586-7965. We're back with Players Only. I'm your host, Danon Hughes. Let's go with Dan from KCK. What's good, Dan?
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Yeah, I went to watch the game at Blind Box Barbecue at Nebraska for Martin, and the Chiefs came close, you know. Too bad Mahomes got hurt, and just the Chiefs got new now, and now they're out of the playoffs again. You know, help on the offensive line. You know, the good news is that everybody was so happy at Blind Box Day when Tony Jefferson got thrown out of the game with that big hit on Thornton. You know, he got everybody all round up, got me all round up. He got all everybody upstairs all round up at Nebraska Furniture Mart. And I was going to ask you, Dayton, yeah, tomorrow's my 58th birthday. I've seen a lot of Chiefs games all over the years. And I was going to ask you a question about Ed Podolak. Are you surprised that nobody's broken his record for 300 yards in the playoff game? You can ask me that question too. So let's take care of business with the Titans. Take care of yourself.
Appreciate you, Dan, and happy birthday. I'm glad you're able to take in the Chiefs at multiple locations, different locations, restaurants around town. Hopefully you have a fun and blessed and safe birthday. I just celebrated mine last week. Actually, it was last week on this show, last Thursday. So had a fun weekend with some friends and family and kids and grandkids. So it was all good. So wishing you the same as well. Let's go to Batman and Wyandotte.
Yeah, that's right. Dana, you know what? Not being in the playoff hunt has given me a chance to reflect, to possibly pontificate a few thoughts that the Batman has. Number one, I'm telling you that Julio is a very dedicated and a very patient director of operations right now down in the booth because he took my call. And what's important to me is, number one, is you. You're concise, professional, and you're very, very concise and professional in your analysis, and you make it easy for the kingdom to understand what's exactly going on in that locker room. It's the best. You're the best in KC sports analysis.
Thank you, brother.
And, well, it's the truth. You know, I'm not, the Batman was not going to try to lie to you with this borrowed time that I have from fighting crime. All I can tell you is, we gotta keep track of Patrick's progress.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, we got to check and find out what the new schedule is going to be. That's going to be very, very important. Then make sure that we have a united effort on the new stadium. You know, this is a metroplex. I'm born and raised here in the town, and it's not just Missouri or Kansas or nothing like that. We're both so close to each other that we're relatives anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can see what happened at the airport, you know, how long that took, and some other things that shouldn't have took so long, because it's just common interest for the whole metro. We got the World Cup coming in here. The whole world's going to see what's up. And we should make some decisions before it's too late on what we need to do. The gig of it is that we got to end these petty differences and unite, prepared to do what needs to be done, not so it won't become an albatross like the airport issue was.
Yep.
Make these decisions. Let Patrick and the Lord deal with his recovery. Say bon voyage to the goat, Travis, and to keep our head above the water. You know, I'm worried about playoffs and I'm worried about what we're going to do. This time I got to watch it. You know what I mean? And
yep.
I still will do it because of the love of the game. You know, I know you feel that way too. But without you, we would have really been in the dark and a lot of things that were going down. And this is a very, very important time for the city, for the Metroplex to unite together so that we get things done the right way and not be any kind of an embarrassment to the Midwest, because we're not an embarrassment. We're champions here. Other than that, I love you, bro.
Appreciate
I want to hear some other calls. You know, you rock, brother.
Appreciate you. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for the call, Batman. Thanks for the support. Thanks for the love. We appreciate you, man. And I'm glad I'm able to serve you and the Chiefs community in a successful way where you guys are able to enjoy the product on the field based on my voice and Mitch Holthus, the great Mitch Holthus, the best in the business. All right, Big T, what's good?
Yeah, hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call. First of all, happy birthday to Dan. Keep up the good work on all the calls, Dan. Yeah. Hey, Dan, earlier in the week I was listening to Bink, one of his shows, and a caller called in, and we can't have this mentality. It's a real low sports IQ. He mentioned we got to get rid of Chris Jones and trade him. No, he's the anchor of our defense. Just lose that. That's a low sports IQ. Then he mentioned that Andy Reid, the game has passed him by, and maybe he should step down or be fired. That's just ludicrous. Come on, what are we doing? Three Super Bowls. Andy Reid's a future Hall of Fame coach. Pat Mahomes, the king of sling, the best quarterback in the league. He's a badass mofo. He'll be back, and I wish him speedy recovery. As long as we got those two things, Pat Mahomes and a Hall of Fame coach, a future Hall of Fame quarterback, look at the league. Look at the league. All the bad coaches, the bad quarterbacks, we are right there still. I know it's been a disappointing season, but we can retool. I like to see them retool that backfield, the running back room, and the draft. We need to hit the draft. We're going to be picking higher, so Veach needs to do a better job there, and I have all faith in him. And then I'm wondering about the receiver room too, Dana. There's four guys out there I'd like to see the Chiefs maybe target to bring in a veteran. A guy, a bigger guy, a guy that knows how to block. I got four names. Jacoby Myers, Juan Jennings, Mike Evans, or Kyle Pitts Sr. I think one of those four would help this team tremendously in that receiving room. But we do got to hit that draft. We got to have a mindset. No, this is not over. The Chiefs have the second longest playoff history, consecutive years in the history, everybody, in the NFL. Come on, man. We're better than this. We're a better talent than this. Just because they had a bad year, we can't turn our backs on our beloved Kansas City Chiefs. Batman said it. We're champions. Three Super Bowls. Let's keep the train rolling. We'll retool. We'll be back. And as always, let's go Chiefs.
Appreciate you, Big T. Right on point. I love the energy. I love the thorough analysis. Let me just get to a few of those points between Batman, Dan, and Big T. I don't believe that the Tony Jefferson hit was malicious. I do believe that the chatter and the trash talk and the flexing afterwards is a little bit over the top, especially when you know that you hit somebody like that. It is exhilarating when you get a square hit on somebody, but he did not lead with his head. Maybe I'm old school. I've been knocked out. I've had 18 concussions throughout my career. I've knocked myself out. I've been knocked out by other people. And I just feel like some of these hits, it's the wow factor that draws a flag. And it's not necessarily the letter of the law being applied in that situation. I thought there was a galvanizing opportunity. When you have that scrum that's happening in the middle of the field, that's where you fight or flight. And I thought maybe that would have been a rallying opportunity for the Chiefs to take hold of the game. They just were not able to do so. Andy Reid and any commentary about firing Andy Reid, let's remember, just not even a calendar year ago, we're talking about 9 months ago, Andy Reid was on the cusp of being the greatest coach in NFL history, the greatest dynasty in NFL history, the greatest run of three straight Super Bowls in NFL history, Patrick Mahomes being considered greater than Tom Brady and Joe Montana by winning three straight Super Bowls. And after that, for anybody within the Chiefs kingdom or anybody that has a brain in their head to say just 9 months later and losing 7 of 8 close games with one score, no blowouts, no drama off the field, no extras on the field, no undisciplinary play, etc., that now we would think just in those short 9 months that everything should blow up and that the game has passed them by. Things have to change. There has to be some adjustments, coaching, players, etc. And I don't know if there's another organization around this NFL that could say that they believe that in Brett Veach we trust and Andy we trust, and that would not be justified. They would, there'd probably be at least 28, maybe 30 different organizations that would take both of those guys right now if we decided to let go of each of those guys. So for anybody out there that wants to throw out these extreme kind of mindsets, like, keep it to yourself. Save the energy. There's no conspiracies. There's no game passing. The game doesn't pass somebody by in 9 months of coaching after almost being listed as the greatest to ever do it. All right, from the 913, I see somebody talking about bringing beast mode, Marshawn Lynch in to coach. I think there needs to be some fire in this organization. And with the coaches and the players and some accountability. But I trust Brett Veach. I trust Clark Hunt. I trust this organization and Andy Reid that they will get things turned around. And let's remember, man, like, we can't, what made us laugh, what made us full of joy last year and the year before, we can't flip the script so quickly. We just can't. We can't be that kind of fan base. So with that being said, that's the end of third quarter. Hot fire, spit fire takes in the second quarter. The phone lines, text lines are open. We'll tackle a few more. I do have to talk about the stadium. That might be hot fire, spit fire part two in the fourth quarter. We'll see how Julio wants to judge it.
You're listening to Players Only with Danan Hughes, brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. And by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station. Online at 30hop.com. Local beer. American Eats. Big Patio. On your home for Chiefs football. 96.5. The Fan.
It's in the singing of a street corner choir. It's going home and getting warm by the fire. It's true wherever you find love. It feels like Christmas. A cup of kindness that we share with another.
Cut that! Oh my gosh, where's the Temptation Silent Night? Where's This Christmas by Donnie Hathaway? Where's I'm trying to keep the Christmas spirit. This just ain't my vibe. I gotta get with Spec. We gotta get some new music in here. By the time I come back, it'll be after the holidays. I should have tackled this earlier. How fitting would it have been to do a Silent Night, the Temptations version, right before the final segment of this year for me. Get some soul in here, man. All right, I'm Danan Hughes, the fourth quarter of Players Only. You can follow me on X/Twitter at DAHughesGuy83, on Instagram at Danan Hughes. I got an extended version of the Hot Fire Spitfire take, and it has to do with the stadium. So, I heard earlier with Carrington and on his show, he went round and round for several minutes about the stadium and the feelings of the stadium, et cetera. I live in Missouri, obviously coming to Kansas City since 1993, and I had 17 minutes it took me to get from my door to the stadium every single morning. It's a little bit longer than that right now based on the route that I go to from my house. But the fact remains is I have no strong tie to it staying in Missouri. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm opposed to it staying in Missouri. I just don't have the strong tie. And here's why. I am privy, being 6 years in the booth as part of the Chiefs Radio Network, that as of Thanksgiving and going to Dallas, I had either played in or broadcast from every NFL stadium in the country. So I was privy to see all of the upgraded technologies, all of the different booths, all of the space, all of the entire environment, the experience, the entertainment value, the surroundings, etc., of several of the venues in the NFL. And for all intents and purposes, these organizations are going to entertainment venues more so. And because I've been here since 93, and if you remember in the 90s, nobody went downtown because downtown Kansas City was a ghost town. And I thought that was the opportunity of the world to update and to build up and to develop the Truman Sports Complex to make it more of an entertainment venue with hotels and restaurants and everything around the stadiums. Then we had the opportunity to have a worldwide landmark between the rolling roof between each stadium, and we turned that down. Again, I have no interest in either side, but we had an opportunity. The fact that we missed that window and then developed downtown and the Power and Light to what it is now tells me that we missed the window of what could be done at the Truman Sports Complex. So having said all that, I would not have a problem with the stadium moving. I would not have a problem with a new stadium that would be state of the art based on what I've seen around the NFL and around this country. Doesn't make me a hater of Missouri. Doesn't make me a lover of Kansas. Just means that I am of the mindset of let's get something brand new. Is that cool? Dang. Julio giving me some Christmas gifts early, even with that music, the previous music. We'll put that aside. All right. There was a couple other points that were made. And as you know, normally during the fourth quarter of this show, I talk about the upcoming opponent, Tennessee Titans. They're 2-12. There's not much to talk about there. But I will say from acquisitions, I think Big T talked about wide receiver acquisitions. To me, getting a bigger guy, if we learned anything this year with George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb and the wide receivers, Sutton with the Denver Broncos and Nico from the Texans, bigger receivers matter in the NFL. Isolating receivers on the outside of the numbers, one-on-one coverage, and being able to win in the conventional route tree matter. So if we're going to upgrade, I feel like that's a number one upgrade on the offensive side. And then from a running back perspective, I don't know if it's about the scheme. I don't know if it's about the running backs we have. I don't know if it's about the commitment to the running game. I think all of that is up in the air in regards to what you want to do with a running game. I think people are blaming Isaiah Pacheco and Breshard Smith and Kareem Hunt. I don't believe that. I think those guys are quality running backs in the league. But I also have told you all as a fan base, every time we hand the ball off, the best player in the league does not have the ball. And we've seen so many magical plays from Patrick Mahomes. I feel like it's probably kept Andy Reid, Matt Nagy up at night on how many times they don't want him to have the ability to make magic. That's going to be a tough, tough thing to digest going into next season, regardless of how we utilize our free agency capital and draft capital. All right. For all the Chiefs Kingdom, for Julio, myself, I want to wish you all a happy, a blessed, safe, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Again, I will be back for our final show to recap this season on Thursday, January 8th. But in the meantime, please be safe out there. Enjoy your holidays. Spend it with your loved ones and be safe out there. I appreciate y'all and go Chiefs. Still, go Chiefs.
Dane and Hughes, brought to you by Flight, by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station, online at 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio, on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump?
Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.